Monday morning, we've got to find out what's on the box this week, and the only one who knows is the Oracle. How are you this morning, my love?
I am feeling fantastic. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas, so tons of cheesy rom-coms, Christmas specials, it's all rolling out in the next few weeks.
Well, today it's all about the love, though, Latin love in particular.
One of the great things that I've enjoyed with all the streaming services is getting to see TV shows and movies that we'd never see from other countries or made in other countries.
Yep.
You know, all you got was SBS and in fact, there's tons of stuff out there. And Netflix has done a great job. So both of these shows today are on Netflix. The first one is an Italian episodic rom-com called An Astrological Guide to Broken Hearts, or I'm going to say this terribly, Guida Astrologica per Cuore Infranti.
Oh, that's right? A fantastic verb. You should have said it just that way. We would have been very happy with that. We would have been in love with that.
Grazie mille. Anyway, it stars Claudia Guzmano. And I've seen a few of these sorts of non-American rom-coms. It is surprisingly, incredibly difficult to make a rom-com that isn't too cheesy or not funny or where the charisma is missing. When you see a bad rom-com, then you realize how hard that format is. It's not easy at all. And this is one of the rare, cute finds that the story is it's a young woman who clearly, if she took her glasses off and got a better haircut, would be incredibly hot.
Yeah.
so there's that trope. And she works, surprisingly, so many of them do, in a TV studio, but not in front of the camera. She's, of course, a producer.
Oh, of course.
Of course, she's super bright, super clever. Nobody recognizes how amazing she is, but she's solving everyone's problem. She's making everything happen. She's greasing all the wheels. She's brilliant, but also goofy and sweet. And so the whole show is about her trying to find romance. There's a broken heart at the start, and she basically dates every star sign. I've seen about 3 episodes, and each one is just very sweet and very cute, and the sort of cringe factor is minimal. The goofiness is right up there. The comedy is great, and she has got the sort of token gay best friend that's giving her that sort of, astrological advice.
Yeah.
And and you watch it in Italian, and so it really, you kind of have a little bit of a trip around Italy as well, which is part of what's great about watching shows from other countries.
All right, now the second one today is Love is Blind. You've spoken to us about this particular concept before, but it's not the usual spot.
So season 2 of Love is Blind is coming out shortly, and this is Love is Blind Brazil. So it is a reality show. It's a phenomenon now. So 20 hot singles, 10 men, 10 women, everyone's hot, and everybody wants to find love, or so they say.
But they're blind. They poke their eyes out so that they can't see each other. It's something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, like the lobster.
Yeah.
So they... I love that movie.
So do I.
And so they put them in pods, and they can talk to each other, but so they date without seeing each other. But they know everybody's hot because the boys live with the boys and they know they're hot, so they assume all the girls are hot. So they have 10 days to blind date. At the end of that 10 days, if they propose and are accepted, then they get to meet, and they have 30 days to get married. And, of course, drama.
So what's the difference between the Brazilian version and the American version?
My gosh, what is the difference between Brazil and America?
Yeah.
So much. First of all, their clothing is incredibly
tiny
revealing
and tight. Yeah.
Their tattoos are everywhere, piercings everywhere, and they are so incredibly emotive and expressive. So that's fun. But then on top of that, it's insanely misogynist. There's the men are completely blind to their own sexism. Also, there's a whole nother level of ethnicity, because Brazil is such a mixed race nation. You've got all different types of people, so you get a little bit of that complexity, but not so like in your face. Like America, the sort of black and white divide is a lot harder, and there's a lot more politics behind it.
Mm.
Whereas in Brazil, it felt a bit different. But really, just to go into other people's cultures, watching how they connect and just seeing what Brazil is like, it's sort of like a tour guide and a love story.
Sounds like an interesting one. Love is Blind Brazil and Astrological Guide to Broken Hearts. Where do we find both of those?
Both of them are on Netflix right now, and they're the top shows.
Check them out this week, and we will catch up and talk more television next Monday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show with The Oracle. Thanks, my love.
My pleasure.